The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Regular season finale for Axtell at Centralia is what we're doing tonight. This game, nothing but bragging rights here on the line tonight. All of the TBL stuff has been decided. All the sub-state stuff has been decided. This one purely for bragging rights and for a little bit better of a final record. For Axtell, they are 4-8 in TBL play, 6-13 on the regular season. And as for Centralia, they are 5-6 in TBL play and 11-9 overall. Axtell has won their last two games. It's the first time they went back-to-back since December the 22nd. And the start of this previous two-game winning streak was on February 14th when it started and snapped an 11-game losing skid. And between these two teams, Axtell and Centralia, Centralia has won the last 19 meetings dating back to 2006. But for Centralia, they're hoping to try to buck a trend here. They've lost two of their last three. And it's mainly because I think a little bit of lack of depth here. Owen Dieter, 16.4 points per game. She is out of this world. She's going to get hers every single night. 6.4 rebounds, 3.2 assists. She shoots over 30% from beyond the arc and 37% from the floor. Very good for a guard. And Lena Haberkamp, averaging close to 10 points per game, 6.4 rebounds per game as well, and 3.1 assists. And she shoots 32% from the floor and 22% from beyond the arc. But other than that, nobody else averages more than 6 points per game. I think somebody stepping up here tonight would be big for them. They want to get a win and get their 20th win in a row against Axtell. For this Axtell team, they're averaging 33.8 points per game. As for Centralia, they average 45.1 points per game. The Eagles give up 45.3 points per game. In Centralia, they give up 42 points per game. Let's go and step aside for a quick break. We'll break down the sub-state quarterfinal matchups coming up here this week, both for the Onega Class 1 DA and for the Axtell sub-state for Class 1A D2. Let's step aside for 2 minutes here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
KMZA.
Class 1A sub-state tournament start this week. Let's take a look at where these two teams are at. First, starting off with the Onega sub-state tournament for Class 1A D1. Centralia will host Onega. The Panthers are the 4 seed. Onega is the 5. We'll be here for that one. 7 o'clock on Thursday right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned in for that. Also, number 2, Donovan West, will host number 7 seed Bishop Seabury. And number 6, Detroit, is at number 3, Meradisi Valley, with number 1, Burlingame, getting a bye. As for the actual substate, Class 1A, D2, number 5, Axtell, will be at number 4, Pike Valley. Number 6, Wetmore, is at number 3, Lynn. And then both the top 2 seeds get a bye, those being number 1, Hanover, and number 2, Kansas School for the Deaf. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First for the Axtell Eagles. Number 2, a freshman, Natalie Strothman, and actually, I do have the height. She stands at 5'8". Next up is number 21, a 5'9 senior, Lainey Porting. Number 22, a 5'7 junior, Kaylee Salmon. Number 23, a 5'4 senior, Taylor Broxman. And number 24, a 6' junior, Chloe Strothman. And as for Centralia, I don't have their heights, unfortunately. Starting off with number 5, a senior, Lena Haberkamp. Number 10, a senior, Jaden Wells. Number 11, a sophomore, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a sophomore, Owen Dieters. And number 20, a senior, Kyra Bergman. So once again for Axtell, it's Natalie Strothman, Chloe Strothman, Broxerman, Taylor Broxerman, Kaylee Sandman, and Lena Porting. First Australia, Lena Haberkamp, Jade Wells, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, and Kyra Bergman. The Eagles are head coached by Bradley Broxerman, and the Centralia Panthers are head coached by Dusty Thompson. So Hanover has already won the TBL. They are perfect still on the season, 13-0 in TBL play, 20-0 on the regular season. They're ranked number 1 in Class 182, according to KBCA's newest poll that came out this afternoon, that being the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. As for Centralia, they are 7th, and they cannot move up or down because they are 5-6. Below them is Washington County at 5-8 in 8th place, and 6th place is Lynn. They are 7-5. So they are locked in, and they're going to be 7th place, win or lose this season in the Twin Valley League. It depends on whether they can keep the right side in single digits or not, because they are 11-9 on the regular season. As for Axtell, they might be able to move up a spot as they are in 9th at 4-8. If they win and Washington County loses, they can be right there with the Tigers. And Axtell trying to finish on a strong note before their Thursday game, again, at Pike Valley. 7 o'clock tip-off for that one. All right, so we are set for this one in front of us. Centralia and Axtell. Waiting for the official to give us the whistle. There it is. And off we go. Panthers win the tip. Dieters brings it up for the Panthers. Thought about a 3 right out of the gate. Instead, she holds on to it and gives it up. This is Kramer. Gives it right back to Dieters. A call off the play. Goes to the far side to Haberkamp for the first time today. Getting a touch. Gives up her dribble in trouble. Lob it down low to Kramer. And stepping right in front of it to intercept it is Chloe Strothman, the junior. That point is Taylor Broxerman, senior. Signals for Natalie Strothman, the freshman, to go through, and she does catch the ball at the far side wing. Broxerman gets it back, drives past Kramer, misses the layup, though. Kramer gets the miss. She'll bring it up left to right, cross the radio tie line here tonight. Driving middle is Haberkamp. Give it up to the far side to Jaden Wells, who gets her first touch of the day to Dieters. And that's 3 from the top of the key. No good. Long rebound to the near corner, hauled in by Tatum Kramer. She'll drive baseline and lob it up for Kara Bergman with her first touch, but it's swatted out of her hand by Broxerman and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. 1 minute exactly gone in this first quarter. Still looking for a first basket of the evening. Peters far side wing with the catch against this Axtell 2-3 zone. Haberkamp dribbles to her right, crossover dribble to her left. Back to Peters, working from the far wing. Gives it to Wells, and Wells travel with it. Back-to-back turnovers for the Panthers to start this one. Coach Broxerman calls out the play. Red-on-red jerseys for Axtell. First time seeing those this season. It looks very good. Very clean jerseys. As for Centralia, of course, they're white-on-white. Feeders poked it away from boarding. It wasn't looking. It's still loose on the floor on the far side of wing. It's going to be a jump ball. Between Haberkamp and Sandman, and possession arrow will keep it with the Eagles. 6:32 left to go. Opening quarter, still looking for our first score of the game. There's the inbound to Broxerman. Dribbles to the middle of the court. Now to the near side wing. Boarding. Goes to the far side corner to Natalie Strassman. Fires away to three. Good. And Axel is on the board first. Peters is going to drive and kick to Haverkamp. She's going to try three, 22% three-point shooter, and that one's a little bit short. Rebound by Strassman. Chloe Strassman this time. Chloe being a big and Natalie being a guard. Natalie drives and kicks to her sister. Top of the key catch by Salmon. One dribble, hands it back off to Lady Porting. Spins to the middle, defended by Dieters, pulls up, open 15-footer. No good off the heel, long offensive rebound by Salmon. It's stripped by Dieters, and she gets the takeaway. Superstar sophomore brings up the far side of the floor, again, 16.4 points per game. Also tied for the lead in rebounds. Good head fake, almost was able to break free from a defender, said she gets it out. Wells for three, that one rattles out, and out of bounds, will stay with the Panthers. Substitution brings in Cora Thompson and Tori Kuckelman in for Wells and Bergman. We've seen Cora Thompson start some games this year. Here's a three for Haverkamp off the inbound, no good. Putback is no good by Kramer. Loose on the floor, far side. Dieters picks it up on the far side block, and now it's going to be a reach-in against Axel. First foul of the game, and that one will go against Boarding. Stack formation out of this inbound. Dieters, the inbounder. She'll lob it into Haverkamp. Give it right to Dieters. Far side corner. Brockstrom in interface. She goes middle. Jump stop. Fading away. Falls to the ground. Shot no good. Ball poked free from Boarding, but she gets it back. And Axel gets the ball. Eagles lead it 3-0. We are 3 minutes into this first quarter. Driving baseline, Strassman from the near side. Wing, and she banks it home. Natalie Strassman with all 5 points. Nice start for the 5'8 freshman guard for Axel. Kuckelman with it near side wing to Haverkamp. Top of the key. Right back to Kuckelman, near side wing, dribbles to the middle. Added to your far side wing, head fake. Closing out is Brockstrom. Wing to wing pass near side to Kuckelman. Thought about it. Then she pulls it down. Peters, far side corner, drives baseline. And a head fake, and she makes the mid-range jumper. And Dieters is on the scoreboard for Centralia. It's 5-2. Panthers bring a press. Off the make. Salmon trying to get past Haverkamp. 1-on-1 pressure, and she does get past half court. Haverkamp pokes it free from her. And out of bounds, they'll stay with the Eagles. 4:17 left to go first quarter. Salmon, the inbounder. Brockstrom comes to get it. From the middle, drives and kicks. Nellie Strassman with a hot hand. She'll give it to Salmon. One dribble, gives it near side wing to Brockstrom. Uses her left and runs into Dieters. That's going to be a jump ball. Fantastic play. As soon as Brockstrom picked it up, Dieters had her hands on it. With the clamps, it's a jump in. Centralia, with the possession arrow, gets the ball back and forces the turnover. 5-2, Axel still in front. You're now halfway through this opening quarter. Haverkamp pass near side wing to Dieters, dribbles to the baseline. Defended by Natalie Strassman, gives it to Haverkamp, now to Kuckelman. Top of the key, the junior surveys, pass the far side Dieters. Looking inside, can't find Thompson, so she dribbles it. A couple times, stops far side elbow. To lob it up for Kramer. Nice bounce pass, but Thompson couldn't haul it in. It was a nice look, a beautiful pass from Dieters. But ultimately, it's another turnover for Centralia. Rough start to this game offensively for the Panthers. They're going to try to get it going. Dieters with the only basket of the game. There's the inbound, bringing the pressure. Natalie Strassman gives up her dribble. Cross half court is Porting. Bounce pass high post. Salmon. Bounce pass to Natalie Strassman from the perimeter. Salmon goes to the perimeter, makes a catch far side wing. Top of the key, three ball for Brockstrom. That one's no good, a little too strong. Long rebound by Porting, far side elbow. And Axel gets another chance. Salmon. Looking for Chloe Strassman inside, can't find her, so she passes to the near side wing. Brockstrom, bounce pass, top of the key for Chloe Strassman. Far side for Natalie Strassman, just inside the three-point line, drives, she's fouled, and she'll get two free throws. That one's going to go against Kuckelman. First personal foul against the junior guard for Centralia. First team foul as well, 3:05 left to go first quarter. Currently this is a two-possession lead for the first time tonight. First free throw on the way, and it's a little bit short, no good. Rothman still has all of Axel's points so far. Second one's on the way. That one's too strong. So over two for Natalie Strothman from the free throw line, and a rebound by Haberkamp. Haberkamp drives middle, kicks it out to Dieters. Head fake, another one. Four head fakes from Owen Dieters. Pass goes through Kuckelman's hands, which he hauls it in. And she'll hand it off to Haberkamp. Curls to the near side, spins, shot up over a defender, no good. Gets up in the air, rebound, loose, save. No, it's not. As Broxton's foot was out of bounds, they'll stay with Centralia. It's another chance for the Panthers. Jake Wells, a senior, back in the game. In for Kramer. Dieters the inbound. Lobs up for Haberkamp. Near side wing. Right about giving it to Dieters. Instead, she passes far side wing to Kuckelman. She's a fantastic three-point shooter. 2.5 left to go first quarter. Three ball on the way by Kuckelman. Off the left side, no good. Tipped up in the air. Offensive rebound, Kramer. Over her head. Actually, beg your pardon, that was Jane Wells. The ball was over her head. Didn't have a great grip on the ball, but she made it either way. And it's now 5-4. 30-second timeout. 2:25 left to go first quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5-4 early lead for Axtell. They get the ball out of the break, trying to face the Centralia press. And it's 5 early points. How about the freshman, Natalie Strothman, for the Eagles? You get across that court and taken away by Haberkamp from Sandman, going the other way. And the fast break, nice pass from Dieters. And a layup and in for Cora Thompson, the freshman. And timeout called by Coach Brockstrom. And it'll be a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds now. Here in your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia with their first lead of the game. They're now up 6-5 with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Axel with the ball. A 6-0 run. It was a 5-0 start for the Eagles. Strothman drives and kicks. And boarding. Shut up off the dribble. No good. Offensive rebound. Now the Strothman can't get the shot to go. And Haberkamp holds it in for the Panthers. They'll let pass up ahead. And Wells now gives it up. Kuckelman to Dieters, calling for it, fires away the three, missing everything. It's an air ball, but a rebound by Haberkamp. Picks it out to Kuckelman. The top of the key, three ball on the way for Wells. That one's too strong, and a long rebound for Taylor Brockstrom, the 5'4 senior for Axel. 1:25 now left to go first quarter. Axel trying to retake the lead. Natalie Strothman off the dribble, kicks Salmon. Top of the key, Porting thought about it, said she holds on to it. Strothman is going to try a three. That one's a little too strong. Rebound hauled in by Cora Thompson. Haberkamp to Kuckelman. Far side wing. Back to Haberkamp. Goes middle. On the drive. Nice pass. But Wells didn't hold it in. And the Eagles were able to recover defensively, but they commit the foul with 59.2 seconds left. That one's going to go against Natalie Strothman, her first in team foul number two. couple of substitutions coming in for the Panthers, and Corey Thompson has a bloody lip. Might have gotten maybe a bitter tongue or a bitter lip or something like that. So she will come to the bench, and so will Kuckelman, and back in for Centralia is Tatum Kramer, and now Isabel Haverkamp making her first appearance here tonight. The first free throw was good for Wells. Second one's on the way. That one short and rattles home. Wells now with four. It's 8-5. Australia brings on their loose press. Full court man-to-man. 55 seconds left. Sandman runs into Haverkamp. Passes through the hands of Emma Hazenkamp. And it was partially touched by Haverkamp of Centralia, out of bounds. It'll stay with Axtell. Now on the inbounds, deflected out of bounds by Dieter. So now do it the backcourt, 49 seconds left. Now Centralia really pressuring on this inbound in the backcourt on the near sideline, and now Lena Haverkamp is having to exit the game. She has an untied shoe. Nice play on the inbound to get it to Fording to get it into the front court. She stopped at the far side elbow. She'll kick it out. Salmon from the far side wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Stops. Lobs it in. Close Strassman. Backs down her defender. Kick it out. Three ball on the way. That one too strong. Air ball from Salmon. 33 seconds left. Centralia now pushing. Kramer drives baseline. Dribbled it off of, I guess it's hit off of Axtell. So out of bounds, it'll stay with Centralia. 28.2 seconds left. Off the back of Hazenkamp, and Dieters caught it, but her back foot was still touching the inbound line, so it's a turnover. She's done that a couple times this season, but this time she didn't fully establish herself inbounds when she made the catch. So 23.1 seconds now left for Axtell. Down 8-5. Salmon across that court far side. Dieters poked it out of her hands, and out of bounds will stay with the Eagles. She is just so nifty. Just reaching her hand out, not fouling. And once again, Centralia really pressuring on this inbound. Nice curl by Broxerman. Bounce pass. Strothman open. Layup. Good. And Chloe Strothman, the 6-foot junior, with her first basket of the night. It's 8-7. 8 seconds left for Dieters. Trying to get some ball pressure. Goes to her left. 5 seconds. Hands it off. 3 seconds. Three ball on the way. Good. Belinda Haverkamp. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. And that's the first three of the game for Centralia. We go to a break, 11-7, Panther lead. You're on your game of the week in 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
You go to the second quarter, 11-7. Centralia leads Axtell. 5 points for Axtell freshman Natalie Strothman. 4 points for Centralia senior Jaden Wells. Two players with more than one basket here tonight. Axtell with the ball out of the break. Trying to make it a one-possession game once again. But it's a turnover. Loose on the floor. Dieters has it. Outlet pass to Haverkamp from the ground. Outlet up ahead. And layup it in for Tatum Kramer. That is her first basket of the night. It's a 6-point Centralia lead, their largest of the game. It was 5-0. And now a 13-2 run. The three-point is no good from the near side wing for Natalie Strothman. Rebound Centralia. Into Haverkamp, looking to push. To Kramer, near side wing. Axel falls back to the 2-3 zone. Beaters, nice Euro step, shut up, and no good. I guess that was a jump stop and a Euro step, and my moves mixed up here. Rebound Axel off the miss. Broxman gives up her dribble just past half court. Now she'll give it up to Fording. Far side corner, Strothman passes too high for Broxman. Now 1 minute gone in the quarter. Beaters up ahead in transition. Nice pass to Haberkamp. Layup too strong off the backboard. Loose far side corner, picked up by Lady Porting, the senior for Axel. That's the near side wing, Porting, Axel. Trying to get something going, and nice Beaters with the steal behind the back move to get away. Haberkamp in transition now makes this layup. She's got five, and minute and a half gone in the second quarter. 15-7, Centralia. High post catch, close drop to near side corner for Porting. Three ball on the way, no good, off the mark, just grazing the rim, rebound by Haberkamp. Now looking to push, just working half-court offense now, as well as in the corner. Drive right side by Kramer. High post catch, and Isabel Haberkamp, turning it over high post. Going the other way. Shot is good off of the catch and dribble by Emma Haberkamp. Haberkamp, getting those mixed up. Apologies. First basket in a while for Axel, and now next pass by Dieter's a fine to the near side block by Wells, and she's fouled going up. She'll get a couple free throws. Couple free throws coming up for the senior. 5:40 left to go, second quarter. First free throw on the way. And good. Wells now with 5 points. Beaters will get a break. Tori Kuckelman back in the game. Second free throw on the way is good. 17-9. Back to an 8-point lead. And we have a jersey change. We have a number 34 on the floor. There is no 34 on the roster that they handed me, so try to get that name here in a little bit, maybe during our next break. Strothman gets it out to Porting, driving middle. Far side corner. And Stammen has it taken away by Haberkamp. She's fouled, and it'll be on the floor, so the shot will be no good. It went in, but the official waves it off. That will go against Lainey Porting. That is going to be her third foul already. That last foul was against her, so she will go to the bench. As Emma Haberkamp checks in for the Eagles. Oh, I know what happened. That's Cora Thompson, number 34. She had a bloody lip, so she comes in with a different jersey. That's what happened. I just had to put two and two together. Apologies for that. 5:13 left to go, second quarter. 17-9, Centralia with the lead and the ball. Into the corner, three ball on the way by Kuckelman. It's good. Corey Kuckelman dumps down the tray. It's her first basket of the game. It's 20-9. And this was a 5-0 Axel lead right out of the gate. Ellie Strothman trying to get her going again. That one's no good on the three-pointer from the near side wing. Gets her a miss from the elbow on the near side. And off to Broxman from the short corner. Bounce pass it out. Back to Strothman. The Broxman once again. Top of the key now. Dribbles to her right. Pulls up. 12-footer. No good off the backboard. Tipped up in the air. And reeled in once again by Lena Haberkamp. She's having a dominant performance off the glass. Drive on the transition. Shot up and good for Ford Thompson. And Thompson now with 4. The freshman switching over from 23 to 34 because she had a bloody lip earlier. Got some blood on her jersey. Driving kick by Strothman. Far side short corner. On the runner, it's no good. Too strong, but an offensive rebound. Put back by Natalie Strothman is good. Centralia has doubled up. Axel, it's 22 to 11. We are halfway through the second quarter. Here's Kramer, dribbles to the near side wing, to the corner, for Thompson on the pick and roll, near side wing, excuse me, the near side block, hands it off, Kramer cuts to the paint, shot no good, and a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow favors the Panthers. The Beaters will come back off the bench from a break, and so will Kyra Bergman, as it will be Haverkamp and Haverkamp to the bench. Beaters inbound, wide open as Kuckelman. She'll try another three. That one's short. And offensive foul against Beaters is the call on that rebound. Team foul number two. That is her first personal. And Axel will face Centralia's press here. Inbound to Brockstrom, brings up the near side. Crossover dribble back to the middle. Goes to the far side of the senior. Trying to get away from Owen Dieters. Hands it off. Nellie Strothman charging to the basket. Shot up. And it'll be an offensive foul. And Tori Kuckelman took one right on the chin. And she appears to be in a little bit of pain, but she springs to her feet. And she'll go to the other side with no issue. And now she's saying that she's good, but she'll come out regardless. That was a fantastic job by Tori Kuckelman, the junior guard from Centralia, to take one for the team there. That is team foul number five now on Axel, and personal foul number two against Natalie Strothman. She will stay in the game. That's the far side short corner to Thompson, drives baseline, and off of an eagle out of bounds, looks like. Chloe Strothman tried to take a charge. Nothing was called, though. Dieters to inbound, near side corner. Kramer lobs it to Dieters on the baseline near side. Drives, she gets bumped and fouled. That'll be a blocking foul against Chloe Strothman for first team six. It's Centralia, we get free throws the rest of the 3 minutes, 14 seconds left in the second quarter. A correction, that was number seven. I had that for six. That was actually seven. So the front end of the 1-1 for Dieters is no good. Long rebound hauled in by Axel. Dieters, a 60.8% free throw shooter. Drive and kick. Nellie Strothman finds Avery Busting, the freshman, no good off the front end of the rim. And saved by Brockstrom, and he gets through to Chloe Strothman. And she makes the shot from about 5 feet out, straight away. And Chloe Strothman now has four. Now 22-13. High post catch. Wells tried to get into the low post. Thompson, who was deflected, right back to her. Kick out Dieter. She'll fire away the three, far side. Elbow, and it's good. And Dieter's now with 5 points. Two in the first, three in the third. What a quarter it's been. To score 12, or rather 14 here in this frame. Foul against Australia on the shot against Wells. And Brockstrom on that drive will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:24 left to go. Second quarter, 25-13 Australia with the lead. First free throw on the way is good. And Brockstrom with her first point of the game. Second one's on the way. That one is good as well. So Brockstrom goes 2 for 2. Nice pass down low. A little bit of a push, but nothing called. It'll go out of bounds as Bergman could make the catch. 2:16 left to go now. 25-15 in favor of Centralia. Final game of the regular season for both teams. Nothing on the line but bragging rights here tonight as some state seedings have been solidified and Hanover already has won the TBL as a mid-range jumper is up and good for Chloe Strothman. She now has six. Centralia's place in the standings has been cemented in the TBL as well. Here's a three near side wing for Dieters and she knocks down another one. She has eight. And Axel can move up or down a spot. They can tie with Onega in Washington County as well. As now it's a turnover. Dieters with the steal. 3-2 fast break. Nice pass fake. She keeps it herself and lays it in. 8-point quarter now for Dieters. in a 19-point quarter for Centralia with 1:20 left to go still. 30-17, the lead is really starting to grow here after a 5-0 run to start the game for the Eagles. Now a travel against Malia Stahlbaumer, sophomore for Axel, who's in the game. Tatum Kramer now back in the game for Centralia with 1:14 remaining in second quarter. Panthers will be back here on Thursday night to host Onega. Panthers are the 4 seed, Onega the 5. As for Axel, they are the 5. And there, sub-state, another 3 for Dieters. That one halfway down, popping out of there. Offensive rebound, though, for Kuckelman. There, the 5, Pike Valley is the 4. Long 3 by Dieters is good from 4 feet from beyond the 3-point line. That's her third 3 of the quarter. And she has 12. 10 here in the second. 43 seconds left. It is a 22-point quarter for Centralia. Now a drive and a steal by Kuckelman as Nellie Strothman has it stripped. Going the other way, Kramer near side corner to Haverkamp inside of Dieters. Turn around jumper, rolls around and out. She is feeling it, that time not getting the roll. Rebound Axel with 25 seconds left. Rockstroman, crossover, high post catch, close Strothman. Nice look down low, shot up off the glass is good for Malia Stahlbaumer. That's her first basket of the game. 5-6 sophomore, 10 seconds left for Centralia. Kuckelman, far side wing, cross pass to the near side. Dieters going to try another long one. She gets hit. Misses the 3, but she'll get 3 free throws. Oh, no, they're going to say that that's a 1-1. That should be 3 free throws here for Owen Dieters, not 1-1, with 2.5 seconds left. First free throw on the way is good. Missed the front end of the 1-1 earlier. So again, she got fouled on the way down. She got hit after she came down. So that should be 3 free throws, but they're only giving her a 1-1. The second one is good, though. So a 12-point quarter for Owen Dieter. She has 14. And that is the end of the second quarter. 35-19. And we'll go to the break. There are Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
35-19, Centralia leads Axel in the girls' game here at the half. Let's take a look at your individual statistics for the first two quarters. First for the Eagles. Leading the way in scoring with 7 points as Natalie Strothman had 5 of those in the first quarter. And 6 points for Chloe Strothman. She had 4 points in the second quarter. And 2 points apiece for Malia Stahlbaumer and Taylor Brockstrom. And as for Centralia, it's all about Owen Dieters. Sophomore with 15 points in that first half with 13 of those in the second quarter. She was absolutely insane. She had 3 three-pointers, making everything, making some really long threes as well. Also with 6 points, Jade Wells, 5 points for Lena Haberkamp, 4 points for Cora Thompson, 3 for Tori Kuckelman, and 2 for Tatum Kramer. Those just joining us, Axel started off with a 5-0 lead with both those baskets coming from Natalie Strothman, and then Centralia proceeded to go on a 15-2 run, and ever since then they've been able to dominate this first half. The second quarter was really where they exploded for 24 points. Again, 13 of those coming from Owen Dieters. Taking a look at, again, at the sub-state schedules for both of these two teams, both of their respective sub-states. First for Centralia, they are the 4th seed in the Onega sub-state for Class 181. They are going to host Onega, the 5th seed. That'll be 7 o'clock on Thursday. That'll be right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Pre-game will start just a little bit before that. As for Axel, they are the 5 seed in their own sub-state in Class 182. They're going to be at Pike Valley. Again, same time, Thursday at 7 o'clock. Other games going on in the Onega sub-state. Jonathan West is the 2 seed, just missing out on the number 1 seed. They're going to host Bishop Seabury. And then also number 6, Troy. They're going to be on the road to take on the 3 seed Moradesim Valley, with Burlingame again being the 1 seed getting the bye. As for the remaining games in the Axel sub-state, Lynn is the 3 seed. They'll host number 6, Wetmore. And then the 1 and 2 seeds, number 1 seed being Hanover, number 2 being Kansas School for the Deaf, they get byes, and they will play again until March 2nd. All of the semifinals are going to be on March 2nd with championship games 5:30 on Saturday. And as for the boys, let's take a look at those sub-states as well. Starting off with the Onega sub-state, Centralia is the 3 seed, and they will welcome in Moradesim Valley, the 6 seed. That will be on Friday at 7 o'clock. And then for Axel, they get a bye, so they don't have to play until March 2nd, in which, of course, they are hosting. Other games going on the Onega sub-state on the boys' side. Number 5, Onega. The Buffaloes are at Bishop Seabury. That will be at 6 o'clock, not 7 o'clock, on Friday. In the game that will go over our airwaves, they'll be on KNZA. Number 2, Troy, will host 7-seeded Jonathan West. And then Burlingame also getting the bye on the boys' side as well. They won't have to play, of course, until March 2nd in Onega. And as for the other game in the Axel sub-state quarterfinal, that being number 6, Wetmore, on the road at number 3, Pike Valley, with number 1, Axel, as mentioned, and number 2, Hanover, both getting byes, not having to play again until March 2nd. So those also are going to be played. Actually, beg your pardon, the semifinals for the boys are on March 3rd, not the 2nd. But the championship games are on the 4th, on the Saturday. Those are going to be at 7 o'clock at their respective locations. So some good stuff coming up here with postseason basketball. Be sure to stay tuned to our website, mscsports.net, for all of your schedules and find out where your area team is being broadcasted. Step aside for 2 more minutes. We'll come back, take a look at some area games and scores here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
35-19, our score at the half. Centralia leading at home against Axel. Let's take a look at some of the other games going on in our area tonight. First in the TBL, Troy is at Donovan West. We also have in the Big 7, games going on in that league. We have Hiawatha at Sabetha, Royal Valley is at Silver Lake, and in the NEKL, ACCHS at Jefferson County North. Oskaloosa is at Jackson Heights. Also, McLeod at Morehill Mountain Academy. So those games going on right now have some scores as well. Just a couple for you at the half. In the girls' side of things, Hiawatha is leading at Sabetha 26-16, and Pair of the Constant and Holton are tied 17-17 at the half. Again, for Class 1A, not much being played for the teams that are playing tonight, other than Bragging Rights, and for just a little bit better of a league slash overall record, as the sub-state has already been wrapped up, and so has the league titles. By Clifton Clyde, their first ever title on the boys' side since 2001, and by Hanover, as they went 13-0. 20-0 in the regular season. Their season is done as well. All right, so once again, leading the way in scoring for Axel, 7 points for Natalie Strothman, and 15 points for Owen Dieters of Centralia. Had that incredible 13-point performance in the second quarter, trying to replicate that and get out of here with a win and finish the regular season with a 12-9 record. And it will be Axel ball out of the break. And it was a good start for Axel. Started with a 5-0 lead, but then a 15-2 run by Centralia. And the Panthers have not really looked back since then. And we're back underway. Broxman brings it across half court. Goes to a right, so now working left to right. Bounce pass, Broxman from Fording. Double team in the corner. Nice pass, but Strothman's fouled from behind. And that one going against Bergman, her first. So as for Strothman, had a pretty nice first half. Her first free throw is good, as she had 7 points, or 6 points. Now she has seven. Her and her sister have combined for now 14 points. 14 of the team's 20. Second one's on the way, too strong. Loose ball picked up by Owen Dieters of Centralia. On the run, kind of gets bumped behind, nothing called. And she'll now Give it up to Haverkamp. Bounce it back to Kramer, who set the play from the Centralia half-court circle. Haverkamp. The Dieters in the far side corner. They work from right to left now. Haverkamp calls out the play now. Goes to the far side for Wells. Surveys her options here. Far side corner. Haverkamp with the catch. Thought about the three, but holds on to it. Ball over her head now brings it on the floor. So it's a double team. Should have been a double dribble. Now a late call, and they will say it was a double dribble, and it'll go back to the Eagles. It's been a very late call. I think the official on the far side was waiting for the official underneath the basket to call it, but he didn't. So he said, okay, I guess I'll step in and make the call. That was a very late call. Either way, Axel gets the ball after the Centralia turnover. A wide open is Strothman. She'll lay it up and in. Lainey Porting, I beg your pardon, left all alone on the near side block, and she has her first and easiest basket of the night. She had three fouls in the first half, so she didn't get to quite play the full 16 minutes. Pass the near side wing. Wells for three from Dieters. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Porting, the senior. Hands it off to Broxton and the other senior, and hand it off to the freshman, Ellie Strothman. Had a nice first quarter. Going to get her first basket of the third quarter. Nice dish to her sister. Lob up, no good. And a rebound by Tatum Kramer. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Dieters, far side wing, thought about the three, said holds on to it. Now to Haverkamp, 35-22, Centralia with the lead over Axel at home. Kramer just to the left of the top of the key. Dieters gives it up, pass underneath the basket, Haverkamp kick out. Bergman, pass the far side, Wells, now far side block. Kramer, block to block pass, Haverkamp kick out, bounce pass near side corner. Dieters on the run, floater, no good. It's up in the air, and Kramer over the back. Push against Kramer, or first. Second team foul of the half. Two minutes gone. 2:03 to be precise in the third quarter. 5:57 remaining. Axel trying to eat into this lead. Off to a pretty good start this half. Strothman drives and kicks. Brocks from the near side corner. Drives, and Dieters poked it free. With the steal, Haverkamp. 2-on-2, fast break. Stops. Pull-up mid-range jumper, and no good. Dieters on the rebound. Stop from behind, and shot is no good. A little bit of a push-off to get the rebound. Dieters to get some room. Was not called. That one's going to go against Chloe Strothman, her second. And first team foul of the second half. So two free throws for Owen Dieters, who made her last two after missing her first one. That one's good. Dieters now with 16 points on the day. 3 3-pointers in that incredible second quarter. Second one's on the way, a little bit short, off the left side, no good. And Thompson fighting with it over Porting. Porting wins the battle, drips away from her. Brings up herself, Porting. Defended by Kramer, past the far side for Salmon. Salmon puts on the floor once, gives it up. Top of the key once again is Porting. Brock's from a nice crossover dribble to get past Dieters. Bounce pass far side corner, three on the way, and that kind of looked a little awkward. It's way off the mark. It was an air ball by Salmon, and it bounced to Centralia. It was like a hip fire kind of shot from Salmon. Didn't quite get the ball in front of her and get a good motion towards the basket. Centralia still looking for their first field goal make of this third quarter. Just 1 point. Dieters going 1 for 2 in the free throw line on her last trip. In that last possession, far side corner, Haverkamp in trouble, and a timeout called by Coach Dustin Thompson, first-year head coach for Centralia. 4:56 left to go, third quarter, we'll take it with him, 36-22, Centralia lead. 60-second break here on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
36-22 lead for Centralia. Out of the break, 4:45 left to go, third quarter. Panthers with the basketball. Wells from the top of the key, dribbles once, lobs high post. Core Thompson, wearing number 34 now instead of 23, had a bloody lip back in the second quarter. Came back with the New Jersey. Haverkamp, top of the key, makes the catch. Looks on, no movement. High post catch by Kramer, one dribble, pulls up middle of the paint. And that one just grazes the rim, goes out of bounds, it'll go to Axel. Not a great possession out of the timeout from Jesse Thompson's group. Axel just trying to eat back into this 14-point deficit. They've outscored Centralia 3-1 so far in this quarter. We're almost halfway through it. Driving kick from Salmon. Natalie Stroffen. Pass is intercepted by Dieters. 2-on-2. Dieters stops far side wing. She'll hand it off to Haverkamp, and they'll kind of gather themselves here. And Haverkamp says, nuts to that. She'll drive and pull up and makes the mid-range jumper. Six-footer is good. And Haverkamp makes her third basket of the night. She has seven. It's 38-22. Salmon supporting, driving left side on the runner, high off the glass, no good. Too strong, and Haverkamp almost took out Thompson with an elbow, trying to get away from what she thought was an Axel Eagle, but what turned out to be her teammate. No contact, though, thankfully, so everyone is okay. Pass to Thompson from Haverkamp. Middle of the paint. After a post move, she kicks it out of there. Dieters thought about a three top of the key, now gives up. Haverkamp will try one near side wing, and that one a little bit short. Offensive rebound by Wells. He got Dieters, so try one. Didn't get fully squared up, it's no good. Another offensive rebound by Kramer, just as it's to Haverkamp. Her mid-range jumper is no good. And finally pulled down by Axel, with Lindy Porting calling it in. She'll bring it up herself, dribbles to the near side wing as Broxton was being face guarded by Dieters. Cross court pass, far side, Salmon for three. Good! Sandman and Brockstrom have really been shut down tonight. Credit to Australia's defense. Brockstrom, one of the best scorers on the team. No field goal makes with 2 points on two free throws. As for Sandman, another elite score for Axel. That was just her first basket of the night, so she has three. Far side wing, Haverkamp drives baseline, kicks the near side baseline for three. That one's good by Jaden Wells this time. She has nine. She's second on the team in scoring, only behind Owen Dieters, who has 16. It's 41-25 Centralia. With 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. Now a turnover as Broxman boneheaded a mistake, threw it backwards in the backcourt where Noah Stroffman was residing. It's an over the back, rather over and back, I beg your pardon, or just a backcourt violation if you want to give it the actual official name, which I guess I should do since I'm a professional. At least that's what my business card says, but I don't have a business card. It's the lob inside. It's Tim Kramer. Shut up. Fade away. No good. Rebound by Porting. 2:06 left to go third quarter. Defended heavily by Haverkamp. Stroffen trying to shake her. She hands it off to Salmon. Drives to the right. She slips, and it's going to be a travel. 1:54 now left to go third quarter. So 16-point lead for the Panthers, thanks to an incredible second quarter from Centralia. 24-point second quarter, with 13 of those coming from Owen Dieters. Throws the basketball. Far side corner catch from Haverkamp. Goes middle with it, bounce pass. Short corner drive, baseline by Kramer. Trying to get it out of there, and putting with a nice hand on it. She pokes it free, steal. They have 3-on-2. Roxman drives, stopped in the near side block by Core Thompson. Kicks to Stroffman, and close Stroffman's off the mark. A little bit short on that 15-footer from the near side elbow. Rebound Centralia. Peters brings it up. Near side hands it off to Haverkamp, who brings it back to the middle. 1:10 now left to go, third quarter. Thompson, ball over her head, gives it to Haverkamp. Pull-up jumper, no good. Nobody was playing her, and she couldn't make the wide-open 11-footer. Ellie Stroffman drives far side corner, spins to the middle, stops at the block, hands it off to a cutting Broxman, and gets swatted out of there. Kuckelman on the rebound. 2-on-1 fast break. Dieters lob it up to Kramer. Lays it in. Kenan Kramer now with 4 points. 40 seconds now left in the third quarter. 43-25, Centralia lead. Roxman, nice crossover dribble to the middle. It pokes by Dieters, where they're going to give it with a pushing foul.
Down to 15,
that'd be second team foul, 13. 32 seconds now. Kramer will exit. And Isabel Haverkamp checks in. Boarding with it. Far side corner for Natalie Strothman. Drives middle from the wing. It's stripped, but Porting gets it top of the key. Crossover dribble. Goes to the near side. Pull-up jumper. No good from 7 feet. And a rebound by Owen Dieters. 15 seconds left for Centralia. Pulls out the play. 10 seconds for the sophomore. Pass the far side corner for Thompson. The freshman drives baseline. 7 seconds. And the pass to Isabel Haverkamp is deflected out of bounds. So 3.6 seconds left. Ball will remain with the Panthers. Dieters the inbounder, up by 18, trying to get one more basket for the fourth quarter. Dieters lobs it up. Haverkamp, back to the corner for Dieters for three at the buzzer. Off the right side of the rim, no good. That's how the quarter comes to a close. 43-25, a sizable lead for Centralia. We'll go to the fourth coming up here in just a little bit. You're on your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We played three quarters here in Centralia with the Panthers leading Axel 43-25. The Panthers get the ball out of the break. 16 points for Owen Dieters, 9 for Jaden Wells. Here's a three ball, no good by Haverkamp. Loose ball picked up by Kramer. Underneath the basket, it's dribbled off of leg of an Eagle. I believe that was off of Natalie Strothman. And he'll stay with the Panthers, by the way. Natalie Strothman and Chloe Strothman both with 7 apiece, leading Axel in scoring. Inbound for Haverkamp, far side corner. It's to Cockleman, dribbles it to the wing, gives to Haverkamp. Fires away the three. Rattles out, no good, but an offensive rebound by Fort Thompson, wide open. Layup, no good. Gets it again. Her second try is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll get a couple free throws. That one will go against Lainey Porting. That is her fourth. Team foul number two against Axel. Lob it up for Kramer to Kuckelman to Haverkamp. Thought about the three near side corners and brings it down. Kuckelman gets it to blow by. Shut up. 15-footer, no good. Long rebound hauled in by Malia Stahlbomber, the sophomore for Axel. Roxman pass near side wing. Porting thought about the three instead, holds on to it. Get right back to her after giving it briefly to Stahlbomber. To Roxman, top of the key, goes to her left, drives. Nice backdoor cut by Stahlbomber, but she misses the layup. And it's a jump ball on the rebound between Isabel Haverkamp and Chloe Strothman. And possession arrow stays with Centralia. Axel, beg your pardon. Natalie Strothman, the inbounder. The freshman looks on, looking for something here. Inbound is to Stahlbomber. Bobbled it a little bit because Kuckelman was right there. Three ball just to the right of straightaway. No good. Missing everything. Just barely grazed the backboard, though. Centralia on the fast break, and it's turnover. Kramer throws it to Ellie Strothman, but she turns it right back over to Lena Haverkamp. Only 8 points for Centralia that last quarter. Only 6 for Axel. kind of a sloppy quarter and kind of more of the same to start this first minute and a half of this fourth quarter. Near side corner catch for Kramer, poked out of there by Laney Porting. He'll stay with the Panthers from out of bounds. Now the boys game coming up. Axel ranked number 3 in class 182 in the newest rankings. They've been there for quite a while now. A few weeks in a row, they've been ranked number 3, just ahead of number 4, Hanover. As for Centralia, they've started the season in the rankings, have since then fallen out as their 8-3, 12-7, very respectable league and overall record. Three ball on the inbound is good by Tori Kunkelman for Centralia. She now has 6, first basket of the quarter for either team. Nice dish inside on the other end to Sandman. She'll lay it in. She was held scoreless in the first half. She now has 5. Axel, 11-1 in league play on the boys' side and won the TBL tournament. And the number one seed in their own sub-state is now a travel called against Isabel Haber-Camp as she stumbles. Bergman, Dieters, and Wells back in the game for Australia. And Broxman back in for Axel. Meanwhile, checking out will be Thompson and Kramer and Lena Haber-Camp. Stahlbombers exiting for Axel, meanwhile, as Broxman brings it up. 2 minutes gone, in the fourth quarter, 46-27. Runner off the dribble is good for Elise Frostman. Having a nice game, her first basket since the second quarter. That's 9 for her. Buckleman, top of the key catch, near side. 3 ball for Wells. A little bit short, but it gets a high bounce and goes in. Very friendly roll, and she now has 12. And now Isabel Haber-Camp almost getting a steal, jumping the route and deflecting out of bounds. We'll stay with the Eagles out of bounds near half court as Lena Haber-Camp checking right back into the game for Tori Kuckelman. Inbound to Broxman. We're back underway. It's a 20-point lead now for Centralia, their largest of the day, 49-29. 5:23 left to go in the game. Hand off Sandman. Dribble, 3 ball, good. Near the corner for Sandman. He's now at 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game. Centralia looking to respond. In this game, being played solely for bragging rights, nothing else. Off the dribble, Dieters, past the far side wing for Wells. The corner for Haber-Camp, fires away to 3, a little bit short of the front iron, and hauled in by Wells. Into Dieters, she'll try a 3. Good. Her first field goal since the second quarter. She has 19 now after that 13-point second quarter. Now 52-32. Broxman gives up her dribble. The far side wing will give it up. Natalie Stroffen, driving kick. 3 ball on the way by Sandman. That one's too strong, grazing the rim. Only the far side corner by Wells, and Dieters has to save it on a bad outlet pass. It's stolen by Axel. Sandman off the dribble, past the far side, deflected by Dieters out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles out of bounds, far side, near the wing. Thompson and Kramer back in the game for Isabel Haber-Camp and Kyra Bergman. 4:16 left to go in the game. Again, 52-32. Deficit for the Eagles with the ball. Sandman, far side wing, dribbles to the middle. Stops. Dumps it off on the drive. No good by Porting. Put back by Chloe Stroffman. It's good and 1. Chloe Stroffman now has 9. Natalie and Chloe Stroffman trading points. They both have 9 points apiece. Haley Sandman with 8 points, all coming in the second half. Victor on his way and good. First Eagle with double-digit scoring now. It's 52-35 with 4 minutes left to go. We've reached the halfway point of this fourth quarter. Dieters past the far side wings for Lena Haber-Camp. Entry pass to Thompson. Nice give and go dish. Haber-Camp's pass gives to Kramer. She's fouled, and she'll get some free throws. Reminder that our locker room chats are coming up tomorrow. Last one of the year for basketball, as we'll have both Coach Thompson and Coach Evans on tomorrow on KMZA. We'll have Coach Brockstrom and Coach Tynan on tomorrow, those starting at approximately 5:30. Be sure to stay tuned, as we'll have those up on our website, mscsports.net, around 4 o'clock on their respective days, as well as the first free throw is on its way and good for Caden Kramer. Always love talking to their all these great coaches across our area. Second free throw on the way, and no good. This one rolls out. Rebound hauled in by Salmon. 1-for-2 for the free throw line from Tori Cockleman that time. Excuse me, Caitlin Kramer, beg your pardon. Free ball, no good. Salmon, near side wing rebound, hauled in by Dieters. Dieters and Haverkamp both lead the team in rebounding at 6.4 boards per game, but Haverkamp has been dominating all night long inside off the glass. Haverkamp with a nice entry pass, nice move by Kramer, and she's tripped up and traveled with it. Feet were kind of locked up. The ball goes back to Axtell. Not a lot of Axtell fans repping their state championship merch for the football team, and what a year they had. Get a season with those guys on the basketball team as well. For Oxman, Schmelzley, and, of course, Detweiler. Schmelzley and Broxman averaging more than 12 a game. Detweiler averaging 15 a game. Three balls straight away. Halfway down, popping out of there for a porting of Axtell. Rebound by Centralia. 53-35. Centralia leads it with 3 minutes now left to go. Dieter's going to try a three. And a heat check hit at three, buried by Strothman, or excuse me, against Strothman. And Dieter's now has 22, and don't want a heat check. Owen Dieter, she will make you pay. 56-35. 21-point lead, their largest of the game now. With 2.5 now left to go. Dieter's coming from behind to try to take it away from Broxman. She gets a foul called on the reach. It'll be her third personal. She's foul number 5. And Dieters will come to the bench. Bergman back in the game for Centralia. Near side corner catch. Another try for Salmon for three. It's good. Salmon is just throwing up some threes, and they're falling here in the fourth quarter. Entry pass for Thompson from Kramer. Block-to-block pass. Knocked out of there, but hauled in. Thompson gets it back. Three ball no good by Wells. Offensive rebound. Haverkamp, that was no good. Tipped up, loose. Out to the perimeter, picked up by Wells. Another chance now for Centralia. 2 minutes now left to go. 56-38 Centralia. Near side wing, Wells. Short corner catch from Bergman. Bounce pass back out to Wells. Cross court pass, far side to Kramer. Now three ball on the way by Haverkamp. Far side corner, no good. Offensive rebound and a wide open layup missed by Kramer. She stuffed it in the rim. In between the rim and the backboard, I guess, a better way to phrase that. Strophin drives baseline. She gets tripped up. It's going to be an offensive foul. Not much contact by Strophin, but she lowered her head and kind of did a little bit of a push-off. That'll be her third foul. Is now, or rather, Haverkamp comes to the bench and gets an ovation from the fans and her bench. Kinsey, the house, is going to check in the next dead ball. Tori Cuckelman checks back into the game. Thompson with a drive, far side block shot, no good. Rebound, Axtell. 1:15 now left to go. Still a 18-point deficit. Three ball for Salmon. That one's no good this time. Another try. Another, these are good looks for Salmon, too. I should clarify. Said that she was throwing them up, but very good looks. She's had some, they've been kind of leaving her open. And she's made him pay with a couple of threes. 8-point quarter, 11 points on the game, all in the second half. Now a turnover by Thompson. Going the other way, Nellie Strophin in transition. Passing to nobody, kind of a no-look behind the back pass to nobody. Now a foul against Axtell. Going the other way. Broxman, Coach Broxman, beg your pardon, is shaking his head in disbelief and disgust at what's happened the past few minutes, maybe the past hour or so, is now substitutions coming in for Axtell. Is they'll do a 5-for-5 substitution. Stahlbomber checking back in. Aaliyah Lieberger into the game for the first time. And the Hazen camp back in as well. Avery Busting into the game. And Audrey Costell back in. And now letting a couple more substitutions come in for Centralia. As Kenley Orr and Claire Heinen checking in. And as mentioned, Kinsey Niehaus is in as well with 46 seconds left. Centralia with the ball at 56-38. So Centralia's final record, they go 6-6 in TVL play, probably not what they were wanting considering what happened last year. And they'll finish 12-9 in the regular season as well as the ball deflected out of bounds with 38.2 seconds left. But still, they get a little bit of momentum going into the sub-state tournament. As again, they will be hosting Onega. That game will be here 7 o'clock Thursday on KMZA. Coming into tonight, they had lost two of their last three, but you zoom out, and they did have a nice finish to the season as a shot blocked from Isabel Haverkamp by Axel. 22 seconds left. Audrey Costell pulls, 15-footer, no good, a little too strong. Rebound hauled in by Claire Heinen, freshman. So handed off to Kunkelman, who stays in the game for the Panthers with 9 seconds left. And that is going to be it. It was a 24-point second quarter that really gave them the juice here tonight, and they hold on to win 56-38. We'll have our post-game coverage coming up in a minute here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their display of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
56-38, Centralia wins at home against Axel in their season finale. Now taking a look at the individual performances from tonight. Starting off for Axel, leading the way with 10 points was Chloe Strothman, and 9 points for Natalie Strothman. Actually leading the way, beg your pardon, was Kaylee Sandman, who had 11 points. She had 8 of those in the fourth quarter. And all 11 of her points in the second half. Also 2 points apiece for Malia Stahlbaumer, Lainey Porting, and Taylor Brockstrom. As for Centralia, leading the way in scoring with 22 points was Owen Dieters. Good enough to make her our player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. She had 13 points in the second quarter on a trio of threes, and also had a couple of threes in the fourth quarter as well for good measure. Also, 12 points for Jane Wells. What a day to see her have. Talked about how they would love to have a third score step up. She certainly did here tonight. Also, 7 points for Lena Haberkamp, their normal second leading score. 6 points for Tori Kuckelman. 5 for Tatum Kramer. And 4 for Cora Thompson. So again, 56-38 is your final score. And Owen Dieter is your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Well, coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll have our boys game between number 3 Axel and Centralia. Be sure to stay tuned as we have our senior night festivities wrapping up here from the home of the Centralia Panthers. Let's send it back to the station for, as mentioned, around 15 minutes or so. We'll come back with pregame in just a bit. You're on your game of the week at 92.1 at KMZA.